Loot. This lamb, that marble child, whatever you desire, the stone cutter will take your order. He will make you something to remember, said my mother, and then she disappeared. Swallow the small things, she would say, but everything is small tonight. Every star on the hood of the curtained limousine. If I could deepen the hole in my throat, I would lay there a box of ashes and a blanket. I would call my offering personal, or talk to Earth the way an actor talks to a phone we know is disconnected. Our acre fills with sentimental verses pressed into these stubborn templates, where here and there a host of smaller stones crowns the others. The common rock is everywhere. Artless, unlettered, its door shut against the eye. The better to bear the ache of the movie you are in, the one you see in the random barrier, the cliff whose screen you fill with monuments of light, and in the morning, as faces fade, you call them, carry them, you carve, you wear a mask of white powder. What do constellations know of the souls they pin together, or gods who never lived to see their burning bodies turn against them? When my mother grew incomprehensible, I leaned so close I felt as she struggled her breath against my ear. I turned to stone. I carved her image when the dark returned. Every sky was one, then two, as it passed through the boundaries of my eyes, then a pair of skies rivered back into a brain that mended them, carried them, but not without the loneliness that never was a sky. Mourner's River, the reliquary garden, where two and one become a single number with a shiver inside, a blur like strings of instruments in concerts for the dead. A pair of birds turns to one, and the song becomes the lost bird, the long bewildered. All that marble for innocence with wings they cannot use, but a real child posed once. And dust across the studio floor, a sculptor draped a daughter's hand across a lute, whose music survives in the curves of fabric, the smooth brow that owes its affinities to a charity of attentions, how he read with his fingers the surface of the marble. A breed of listening then, the girl inside the stone his own once, and then, as is his calling, she could be anyone's child, any spirit left to kneel at the threshold. With each tap of the chisel, each dimple in the angel's eye, a little light poured in. And we know how that feels, how a heart begins to shudder the moment we are seen.